sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Door. Bang. Down he goes.
They love it.
Welcome to the program. The sixth round of the AFLW, or shall I say the sixth and a half round, as the AFLW is juggling extra matches to make up the 12 rounds for the season. Not only saw some favorites go down by narrow margins, but also big defeats for the lowly teams. The round started off Tuesday last week with Fremantle defeating Geelong by 18 points. On Wednesday, Hawthorn beat the Gold Coast by 13 points, and Essendon struggled to defeat Sydney by 3 points. Thursday, Melbourne reversed its fortunes by notching up a much-needed win over the GWS Giants by 16 points. And on Friday night, the Adelaide Crows won a thriller against St Kilda by 4 points. Saturday, North Melbourne crushed the Western Bulldogs by 55 points, while Richmond had it easy, beating Collingwood by 36 points. Port Adelaide defeated the West Coast by 13 points, and Brisbane crushed Carlton by 55 points. Sunday saw Essendon roll the Gold Coast, while Geelong had a close win to beat Sydney by 3 points, their second 3-point defeat in 4 days by a similar margin, and Hawthorn finally put an end to Fremantle's winning streak by 9 points. I am Vanessa Gatica, and you are with the Multicultural AFL Footy Show. Hello, guys.
Hi,
hello,
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Afternoon, hello.
Liz, what is your opinion of making teams have 2 matches 4 or 5 days apart? Surely this must tax players' fitness, cause injuries, and affects players' fatigue thresholds. What are your thoughts?
Well, this one, I think it's a dangerous kind of thing because it puts a lot of pressure in each players. And not many players actually are, you know, there's not many players are AFLW, I mean, women's. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to get some other players from other, you know, from other groups. So I think it's dangerous. And
I agree with you, of course, Les, but on the other hand, we've got to realise that they're not full-time professionals. Mm-hmm. So they're still part-timers and they go to work.
Yep.
And to put that pressure on them, I think it's dangerous. I agree with you.
Okay, and let's go on. Geelong Cats versus Fremantle. With this one, Fremantle's midfielder star recruit Aisling McCarty was the leading player in the contest. She had racked up 29 disposals, 7 clearances, and also added 1 goal. And Geelong have lost 2 important players. Midfielder Amy McDowell injured her hamstring, and forward Kate Surman suffered a concussion. So I'm not sure whether they'll be the right for the trip. For this one?
Well, put it this way, Geelong had missed opportunities because they didn't score in the first quarter, and then plus they scored 6. I think Geelong scored 6 behinds, and then if you don't take your chances, as you can see, there was only they could have 6 chances. They could have scored when they lost by 18 points. So the problem is you've got to take your chances in front of the goal. Goalkeeping is important. Hawson and Gold Coast, what do you think of the game?
I think the Suns struggled in the first 2 quarters. However, they really pushed through in the third and the fourth quarter. I mean, obviously they didn't win, but they played really well and they really turned around in the last 2 quarters.
The other one is Ained McDonough and Aileen Gilroy showed off their flair of their Irish talent. I mean, I think this is the first time they play against each other.
I think the next game that I just like to know your opinion on that, it's a very close game between Essendon and Sydney. And that was closer than the grand final for a Sydney team than last week or so, lose by 3 points. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it was really close. But, you know, it goes to show how both teams, like, really put in quite the effort.
But to me, just like, I just would like to ask you, that most of the games are, when we come to your team, Vanessa, in a minute, they scored 4 points for the whole game, And like we see in here, Essendon didn't, Sydney didn't score at all. He's just one behind in the first quarter. So what do you think of what's happening to the women's game? Is it is the ovals too long, too big for them? What are we doing? Is 17 players not enough?
I think, I know, look, they have to get used to it, no matter where they are. I mean, the ground in Sydney and here in Melbourne, they're different. So in the long run, they have to sort of, you know, get used to it and be familiarized with, I mean, with a lot of, what do you call it, with their practice. And I think later on they will get better. But I want to highlight this one. There was a large melee that broke out at the end of the third term, sparked by a strong contest between Bombers Maddie Brispakis and Sydney Sophia Hurley. It went on after the siren sounded, and with both coaches having to wait for the players to untangle themselves. So I thought I'll just mention that part.
Yeah, and the next game, of course, is Melbourne versus the Giants. Another disappointing game from the Giants, and especially when they couldn't score anything in the first quarter. Once again, this is just becoming a habit in the girls' game.
Absolutely. I think you also have to think about the fact that AFLW is still early days. It's going to take a lot of time for, you know, teams to build up, for them to get used to having to play in multiple fields multiple times, you know. So I think over the years, you definitely will get better.
Yep. And for sure. Adelaide, what about Adelaide versus St Kilda Ford?
That's my game. Yeah, I did call that game on Friday. Norwood is a fantastic small ground. You can in the gather round they got 10,000, but on Friday night we got about 3,500, which is not a bad crowd. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing about where our boxes were, it's just like ground level. So, and it's an open box in the air. So we're sitting next to each other. We can hear each other. Yeah. But we were close to the ground. The game was spectacular, to be quite honest. And as I was saying, Marinoff was a star of the game. She just like played everywhere.
Okay, with the other one is North Melbourne versus Western Bulldogs. This was North Third's extremely wet weather game after, and it didn't bother both teams playing that kind of conditions.
Thank you, guys. And we'll be back after the break with more AFLW reviews from round 6 and some news from the current AFL player trade period. Welcome back to the program. We continue with the AFLW Home and Away Round 6 reviews. Ella, take us through the results of the sixth round, please.
We'll start with Richmond. Richmond defeated Collingwood by 36 points. Ellie Sheeran had a birthday to remember after kicking two goals in Richmond's 36 win against Collingwood. What are your thoughts on that one, Fuad?
Well, I mean, that was another game that it was 36 point drumming. They could, if you can't score, you can't win. Mm. And but the highlight of the game, the night was bad. The rain, thunderstorm. The halftime was delayed by 25 minutes, so I felt sorry for the girls, to be quite honest. The conditions were not good for the game. But the next game is between the Eagles and Port Adelaide, and that was a close game. Port Adelaide finally won it, 13 points, and that brought them to the top eight, which now they're, you know, like something they've been struggling to achieve for a long time. But
Our West Coast superstar midfielder Ella Roberts was everywhere in that first quarter, and taking four contested marks and working back into the defence to take interceptions and give them some rebound. And she finished the quarter with a long, strong mark to kick a goal. And also want to mention Port were able to adjust after scoreless first quarter, and then momentum swung their way.
And then after that, obviously, there was the Carlton Brisbane Lions, and Brisbane crushed Carlton by 55 points. I mean, Brisbane is a great team and has won all their games with great margins, except for the game with the Crows, which was a close call, but they still won. Obviously, the team to beat, like I called earlier on. What do you guys think?
Well, another game, you know, like that. That's a drumming bit for Carlton and the Lions. Let's not forget, they're premiers. They're always in the finals. They've beaten the Crows last couple of weeks ago by 3 points. They came from behind. Was 2 minutes to go to score two goals and win the game in Brisbane. So it was a tough ask to play the Lions. Once again, disappointing crowd, 1,450 people, not good enough for women. I agree with you. We are at the start of it, but it will grow. The Suns, again, played Essendon, and this is another game for Essendon during the, you know, two games in the week. Now, also the Suns were kept scoreless in the first quarter again. So we need to do something on that. Essendon, when I think another crowd, disappointing crowd, 1,329. So if you're getting 1,000 or 1,500, we need to do something. Maybe the AFLW need to promote the game a little bit more.
I just want to mention the Bombers Superstars midfielder. Matty Prespakis was too strong and skillful for her opponent Elise Barwick, and in her second season for the Swans. And Barwick seems nervous in the first half, giving away 5 free kicks around that contest.
Yeah, and then there was the Sydney Swans and the Geelong Cats. Geelong Cats, actually, I should say, beat the Swans narrowly by only 3 points. Lex Helmington's goal brought the Swans within 4 points late in the last quarter, but the Cats held on to win.
There was a strong southerly wind that day, blew all day, and 10 of the 11 goals in the game were kicked at the northern end. So the only goal against the Breeze was the decisive one. Ashley Maloney scored for the for the Cats to start the fourth quarter, and that gave the Cats just enough breathing space to hold on against the inevitable Swan surge.
Yeah, the final game of the round was between Freo and Hawthorn, and Hawthorn won 34 points to 25, you know, winners by 9 points. The pressure was tremendous from Hawthorn, and they made it very hard for Freo. Now, both teams tried hard. Yep. Better crowd this time, 2.5. Let me talk about analysis quickly about the two games per week. I'm told no. Okay, we haven't got time, but we'll leave it at that.
Thank you for that. Thank you for your comments, guys. Now we turn to the AFL trade period and see what is the latest. Elliot Himmelberg will leave in the Crows for the Suns. Nick Haynes from the Giants goes to Carlton, along with a possible deal for the services of Dan Houston from Port Adelaide to the Blues, as Jack Martin from the Blues is departing for Geelong. And Essendon's Jack Stringer wants to go to the Giants. A big maybe on that one. Geelong is set to gain Bailey Smith from the Doggies and Jack Martin from Carlton, while Noel Mervon is bargain hunting. The listed players included some big names. Who they attract to Arden Street is ongoing, and the rumor is Swan Luke Parker is on his way to Kangaroo Land. Watch this space. Sydney's delistings and retiring players are leaving a big hole in their player talent department, so expect players recruited from Sydney's team rebuilding moving forward. West Coast has already been busy topping their wish list with players, potential players like Jack Carroll and Matt Owies from the Blues, and Jack Graham and Liam Baker from Richmond. The Western Bulldogs might have picked up Saber O'Halloran from the Giants, despite the fact that they are losing Caleb Daniel, Jack McGrath, and Bailey Smith. Not a good look for the Doggies.
Well, I could talk about my team, the Adelaide Crows. We have the habit, or not me, but the hierarchies, of letting good players leave the club. And he is a tall guy. He can score goals. He can be a rock. I'm talking about Elliot. And they should have offered him a bit more money, and they keep him. What do you think, Ella?
Well, the problem is, though, you know, I mean, he's not awful. but I don't know if I would say he's great. And he could have stayed and asked for a pay rise, but then also you risk getting the sack.
Well, for me, I heard Collingwood are confident they can land Dan Houston from Port Adelaide in a deal that could include their small forward, Joe Richards, who has requested a trade to Port. Joe Richards could be paired with the Suns skillful forward Jack Lukacs in a revamped Port Adelaide forward. So, forward line. So that's my thoughts of that one, my share.
Thank you, guys. We will be back with our AFLW previews for this week's 7 round of matches, and we'll return shortly, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the longest running multicultural AFL footy panel program in Australia. Please, please start the previews on this week's matches.
Sure. I will go for Port. Their form has lifted in recent weeks. So with solid wins against Eagles and Carlton, the Pies have only beaten the Suns this season.
Yeah, so I agree. I'm going to go with Port as well.
And the form of the Collingwood, yes, definitely Port.
Western Bulldogs versus Essendon, Fuad, what do you think?
I reckon it's going to be Essendon every day because Western Bulldogs have gone for the year. 8 points, I don't think they are going to make the eight. So too strong, Essendon too strong.
Absolutely, I agree. I'm going to be going with Essendon as well.
Okay, I think three of us will be going to Essendon. Just want to mention Essendon forward Paige Scott was hampered by Kirk Quad last week. So hopefully she's right for this game.
Yeah, sorry, Vanessa.
It's okay. Okay, now the other one's Hawthorn versus West Coast Eagles. For this one, I will go for the Hawks. They have only lost to the Crows so far this season and have been in exciting form lately. I think the Eagles have been flattered a bit by their fixtures to this point with wins against lower-ranked sides, so I think they'll have a good chance.
I'm thinking that was going to be a close game, although it's not played at the in Perth. But Hawthorn is strong. You know, you can favour Hawthorn for sure.
Yeah, definitely, I agree.
That one. Okay. With that, next one is Richmond versus Geelong Cats. Now, I will go for the Tigers. The Cats are showing a lot of fight, but they have a growing injury on the list. So the Tigers have only dropped games to North Melbourne by 1 point against the Eagles in Perth. What do you think, Ella?
I'm actually going to go for quite the opposite. Geelong Cats for this game. I mean, yes, I reckon it's going to be a close call for this one with Geelong and Richmond. What do you think?
I like what I'm seeing from Richmond because they play as a team and they in front of the goal they can score. They got accurate shots. We've seen it on the weekend with Geelong. They couldn't, you know, like hit straight in sometimes. But I'll go for Richmond.
Richmond. Well, hopefully Brian O'Rourke from Geelong will be okay because she had problems in her shoulder. Yeah. So the next one is Brisbane Lions versus Gold Coast Suns. I will go for the Lions. What do you think, Ella?
Oh, definitely the Lions. I think I have been a very big fan from the beginning of the season and they are not letting me down. So
really?
Yes.
First or second on the ladder against bottom. And the way the Suns are playing, I will definitely go for Brisbane. Yes.
For Brisbane, well, I just want to be different with you guys. I'll go for Gold Coast Suns.
Okay.
Okay. Now the other ones, Fremantle versus Carlton. Now I'll go for Fremantle for these ones. They lost a close one to the Hawks last week, but have been impressive form though. Meanwhile, Carlton have lost 4 games in a row by some heavy margins. What do you think, Fod?
Yeah, I quite agree. I think it will be Fremantle because Carlton's form is just like they're going through a tough time. I'm not sure what it is, through injuries or what, but I'm not sure. But yeah, Freo.
Definitely agree. I'm going to go with Freo.
And the next one is North Melbourne versus Sydney Swans. I will go for the North guys. They're unbeaten this season and playing at home. So the Swans are on 3-game losing streak and have lost some very important players to injury this season. Ella?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with the Kangaroos as well. I mean, they're pretty strong and they are at the top of the ladder at the moment. So I reckon they'll take it.
They're definitely a complete team. Back, middle, front. Yeah, definitely North Melbourne.
Okay. And the other one is St Kilda versus Melbourne. I will go for the Saints for this one, although they have lost their last three games and have been playing some very strong sides, and they have mostly been competitive. They will need to find more scoring options to kick a winning course. Otherwise, it could be a very tight game.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with St Kilda. You know, it started off. They started off pretty strong early on in the season, and I think this could be a time where they could turn around and do a comeback.
There's always the other way. I'm going to go for Melbourne because they've just won last week, and so I think they might just go over the line this time.
Okay, all right. GWS Giants versus Adelaide Crows. I will go for the Crows, guys, and I'll start with you, Ella.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the Crows as well.
Yeah, Crows are just like playing good football, and they've got a very good front forwards, and you know the players knows how to score goals, and the midfield are strong as well, and they have been performing. They've only lost one game Brisbane by 3 points, and they could have won it, so it could have been 7-7, but that I'll go for the Crows.
Thank you, guys. Which brings me to my tip selections from AFLW round 7. I'm going from St Kilda, Adelaide, Port Adelaide, Essendon, Hawks, Richmond, Brisbane Lions, Fremantle, North Melbourne, Melbourne and GWS Giants. Well, that is all we have for this week. Thank you for being with us, and we shall see you next week. But in the meantime, we'll replay the exciting last couple of minutes from the AFLW thriller from Norwood Oval in South Australia last Friday night between the Adelaide Crows and St Kilda.
That'll help. Vesely was tying his shoe and then got the footy, then handed it off to the clever Lambert, who was able to compress it to Guttridge, who wants to keep moving, indecisive, but there's good reason, because McDonald had found a piece of turf all to her own inside 50, averaging 15 touches. Goal back in week two for McDonald. The ideal start for the Saints on their visit to the parade. Too tall for Anderson on that occasion, but I don't mind the matchup, Abs. Newman laces out for Marinoff, who's been busy already and creative. Finds Gould. Newman is the sweeper. Back to Jess. Thompson, preferred method kick, wide on this occasion. Double hands required from Gould. Watson, Munyard will skip away from multiple Saints against the boundary. Check side, magnificence! Ballard in her second game back. That's creative. For Randall, streaming from half back for Gould, who's got vices for hands. Gould looking to create some level of aerial carnage. Munyard already providing highlights tonight. Ponta, it thuds down to Hatchard. Right spot, right time, right bounce, no. Newman. Jacobson went to it. Ponta lurks, opens the door for Gould, who skids it in.
Across that half-back line, which really so crucial in generating their forward play.
High fly, Jess Allen. Anderson put the pressure on Prowse. Here is Wardlaw's opportunity. Big player, big moments. Misses. The pressure from the Saints around the vicinity of that contest. Spill for Stewart. Tackled by Mueller. Anderson, you get what you deserve sometimes in footy. Saints assemble some numbers. Jess Allen, Randall, bouncing footy! What's the call? A goal!
Wow.
Chelsea Randall, simply inspirational. Matthew Clark in proximity to give the instructions. And I'm sure it involved Jess Allen. Hooked McDonald can pop it up to Lambert. Kicks with the outside of the right. Guttridge, the fist towards Prowse, wins it back. Could she find someone in the colours? It's Wardlaw, cuts inside, finds Stewart, pops it through. It's a one-point ball game. Hands on that footy. Custerman bumped out of it. Watson nicked it. Nalda, Ponta flicked a boot at it.
Louise Jones.
Ponta, Charlton, Van Hagen. Smother from Grace Kelly was exquisite. Gould out of the ruck, kicked it straight to Trudgeon. Tackle from Munyard, will be paid.
Ooh, was there a handball there?
Throws herself forward. Prowse, Goodwin, Anderson. Players fatigued, Richards, Vesely. Desperation aplenty. Boyle Carr, Sarah Allen in game 75. Jess Allen rugbies it forward to Hatchard. And the Crows, as they do, have done just enough. Frustration for the Saints, who were gallant, but leave empty-handed. Adelaide by 4 points and back on the winners' list.